Hey there, welcome to The Horrible Show, the editorial video game podcast from HorribleNight.com. It is Monday, August 7th, 2012. Is that right?
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Nope.
Nope.
It's Monday, August 20th, 2012.
Oh, hey.
We're doing this live, you couldn't tell.
I just said yes, I didn't know.
I'm your host, Justin Lacey. Josh Lee's talking over me.
Hi.
And Coleman Rose here.
Hi.
And our man of the hour, Ethan Moses. How's
hey.
It going?
Hey, everybody. I feel really good.
We're going to change that.
Okay.
No, this is a special podcast. We're going to try to keep this as video game related as we can, but we're here on a very special occasion because this is Ethan's last show in studio before he goes to Germany, and we're not really sure what's going to happen to Ethan or Germany when that happens.
Yeah.
So we've just brought everybody together from the Horrible Night world that cares about you, and we're going to talk about our thoughts about your Germany trip. And
also Cole and Josh.
Yeah.
I'm just a living man.
But before we do all that, we'll do our game industry shout-outs, our horrible shout-outs, and then talk all about Ethan tonight in the most uncomfortable way possible.
Cool.
There could be live sex on Twitch. That's not allowed. We could get actually banned.
Could we get banned for that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Oh, I didn't really.
Nudity.
There's some my plans.
Hate language. There's certain things you can get kicked
off. So you guys can only go to a certain level then, right, in terms of the hate for me?
No, well, this is worth getting banned over. Yeah, so okay, cool. I wouldn't throw
it all out the window. So
there are other services.
Pretty sure the donkey's coming here in about 20 minutes.
Oh,
so
donkey show. Okay. I've always been curious how I do against the donkey.
I'm gonna set up a fourth camera.
Get all the angles.
We're gonna need portrait mode for that one, if you know what I mean.
So for those of you joining us in chat, we are taking your favorite and your least favorite things about Ethan Moses, and we'll be reading them periodically throughout the show. Gems like Ethan's ref shirt is one of the favorite things.
Cool.
Yeah.
I still have that.
You wear that a lot.
I shipped it over to Germany, okay. So I will be able to referee Horrible Night events from 7 hours in the future. So I'll know who won. So that's a pretty neat little tidbit for everybody.
That's how that works?
Yeah, I think. Cool. I don't really understand time travel.
So give us some more in chat. JP will be jotting those notes down to us, and we will give you shout-outs and make Ethan feel ridiculous. Cool. As much as we can. That's the goal tonight.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Make him feel
that usually happens.
Ridiculous, uncomfortable, angry, sweaty.
I'm
nervous.
Already all of those right now.
Okay.
Feel his hands. That's how you know.
I don't want to touch him.
Touch my hands,
do it.
Dude.
I'll
it's
do
my
it.
Last
I'll
show.
I'll do it. Give me one.
It's already there,
it's
isn't it?
Be awkward about it.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That was a moment. We interdigitated. That's a big thing. It's a big deal. People love that. I won't even do that with my wife, so take that with you, you know?
She knows better.
She's got
you
clammy hands.
You probably try.
Too. Yeah, I do try.
She has clammy hands?
No, not
I
really. I make
that
them
at
clammy.
All. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I make them clammy.
Before we go off the rails into Ethanville, let's kick this off with game industry shout outs. Ethan, do you have anything not related to you that you'd like to talk about in the industry?
It's related to a game that I kind of liked, but then I stopped playing that might be worth playing some more. So a couple weeks back, Blizzard was talking about, you know, kind of their failure with Diablo 3 in terms of an end game, which I didn't really think it needed an end game, but regardless, everybody wants an end game for everything. Everybody wants to play a game forever and ever. And so they have introduced patch 1.04, which is going to have the Paragon system, which is, I guess, 100 additional levels above level 60. Yeah. So
how does that work?
I don't know.
So because you got some splaining
by
to do.
Introducing an end game, they're not letting the game end?
Apparently not, because if you realize how long it takes you to get to level 60, now you have 100 additional levels to get that will all boost your stats in a very similar way to the other levels, though probably a little bit smaller. And so you will. They said it's going to take as much time to climb these next 100 levels in the Paragon system as much time as it took you to get to level 99 in Diablo 2.
Are there more difficulty levels?
Nope.
So these must be smaller increments in stat
boosts.
Yeah,
They've got to be. But I guess they're trying to also transition the magic find from items to this system.
What?
It seems like it might break things.
I'm sure PvP will be fine.
It's going to be
when you battle against a 160 guy.
All the updates that are coming out basically just just realize you're not going to come out. There's no PvP.
When you add over 100 levels, you don't need levels anymore.
Yeah, yeah, basically. I don't.
This sounds stupid. Just trying to appease like some hardcore segment of the like. That's got to be a minority of people that are like, oh, I need 100 more levels. What?
Yeah.
Well, and there maybe was a better way to even do that. You know.
Yeah. I mean, without an expansion or new difficulty levels, even. I mean, even then, though. I mean, who really wants to? I mean, I'm sure there's people out there, but this it's confusing because it just can you really add that many more? And again, even if you have incremental level increases, you're still going to continue to boost your character.
Well, they're not making new content. Mm-mm. It's not like they were like, oh, what's going to make another difficulty level and there's more new items and enemies to fight?
Yeah.
They're just like saying like, well, you can get more powerful in really small increments for a while.
And what it looks like to me, and again, I'm just speculating here, is they're trying to just continue to fuel the auction house. Because the easier it is for lower level in terms of skill players to be able to collect high level goods and sell them, the better that auction house is going to do. Because again, it doesn't look like they have any sort of new content coming out anytime soon. So I don't know. You know, in the beginning, a lot of people said, oh, they're building everything around the auction house. I didn't necessarily believe that, but looking at something like this, which is going to make it easier to find these items and it's going to make it easier for you to survive while finding these items, I think that maybe, yes, they are focusing a little bit too much on that.
Does anybody else like their Blizzard, like, all-knowing and unquestionable, unlike... This is like Blizzard unraveling before my eyes. Like, as far as you guys really didn't think through this, and how long was Diablo in development? As far as
they seem panicked.
They were making UI changes a few months before the game came out.
Right. Well, that's different like understanding how the end game works. As far as like, it is what it is. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, you know what fixes that? Like, really? Well, I don't know. I could say like a full beta. Like, where people are playing, like, the full game. But, you know what? MMO, like, because this is almost MMO-like, you know? And the way they're handling this and approaching the player base is treating it like an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
The end-game part of it.
MMO expectations is almost
Like, I play an action RPG, the game ends, and I'm like, cool, that was neat.
Yep.
But, like, people are like, no, I want to play this forever like it's an MMO.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not. Like,
and that's kind of weird.
That's why I thought the auction house, and I think we all kind of talked about this, was kind of a strange thing to implement anyway, because unless you're releasing expansions or maybe even monthly or bi-monthly content, unless you're just addicted to the system, which there are people arguably are addicted to the fact that they could just get new gear over and over and over again. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with this. I'm done with Diablo 3 at this point, I think, unless an expansion comes out. Mm-hmm. I think it ran its course. I've played the game and beat the game 6 different times. I mean, just collecting stuff until I realized, oh, I'm just collecting stuff. So, I don't know. It took me 6 times to realize it, which means you've got pretty good mechanics at play here. But in the back of my mind, it is Blizzard. Okay, I do have, out of a lot of different, you know, companies, I do have more confidence in them. But I think you are right, Justin. It is kind of like, disconcerting.
I just wish they had new content coming out faster, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about any of this shit because it doesn't affect me. But they bring out new classes and new acts,
mm-hmm.
and I'm right back in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't care about this. How many months away are we from the original release? Like, I'm not expecting new content announcements until next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like
MMO
Blizzard,
expectations. That's the thing I keep going back to.
Yeah,
absolutely. But also, you think like with Blizzard's resources, they could put out that kind of stuff and just charge for it, and people would just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy to. $5, get a new class. Yes, I would click it.
I have some happy Blizzard news for my shout out.
Good.
So throw out all your opinions on World of Warcraft, but every new expansion, every new game from Blizzard, no matter how you feel, it gives us a new Blizzard cinematic in the Mists of Pandaria. Cinematic trailer was released last week, and it made the expansion look interesting because those cinematics are fucking awesome.
Did it look like Kung Fu Panda?
Was there a panda sneezing in it?
No sneezing. But he was like,
I don't want to watch it.
He was chewing on bamboo. No, it wasn't bamboo either. Yeah, it should have been bamboo. But
were there baby pandas going down slides?
No.
Oh, that is super cute. I'd jump on that. Wait,
I didn't say
like
it was cute. I said it was badass. Or I don't remember what I said, but I didn't say cute.
Were they going extinct?
No.
Were they performing Kung Fu?
Yes. Monk-like Kung Fu.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Still not interested.
No, I mean, I think...
Yeah, whatever.
People have already...
So in Warcraft 4, you think there's going to be the panda race?
I hope not.
Well, here's the weird thing. Like, when they were introduced in the Warcraft 3 expansion, I don't really... I haven't followed the story that closely, but I don't know why the Pandarans have been forgotten. Like, it's just like this expansion is rediscovering the continent that the Pandaren live on. And I'm like, they...
Oh, so they did make an appearance.
It's like they're discovering them twice. Yeah, I mean, the Brewmaster was
Oh, right. I totally forgot about that dude.
So, it's that precedent's been set, but they've just been kind of absent up until now, so...
It's so weird. That's so weird. A panda expansion for... Like, what, doesn't that sound weird?
It sounds really weird. I like pandas. I'd like to hang out with them. I don't want to be a panda. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're savage animals in real life. And yeah, you know, if you add human qualities to any sort of animal, like with a wolf...
And eventually, that means you eventually have to have sex with it. And I don't want to do that.
And I don't either. That's what it comes down to.
Well, pandas aren't having sex with each other, so somebody has
to. That's a problem, too. Maybe this will be the last... But see,
it's Justin. He has to do it.
Do we really want our last memories of pandas once they go extinct to be an expansion for a game where they kind of look a little bit too happy to be battling demons and stuff? I mean, they look a little bit too happy, in my opinion.
Sure. I'll buy that.
I don't know.
You don't like happy pandas?
I hate happy pandas. I mean, come on.
Get mad about it.
How do you feel about Panda Express?
I don't like their food. You know, I just really don't like their food. I love their mascot. Okay. I love the panda itself, but, you know, it's just a little bit tough. I don't know.
The aesthetics.
Panda
fine,
antivirus, it's same thing.
Oh.
Love the mascot, hate the antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
So another favorite thing about Ethan, before we move on, your robot marathon runner. This guy makes costumes for running marathons.
Yeah. I would have been at home in Gen Con. Yes, I almost brought it to Gen Con.
No.
Actually,
you said something. The quality of your robot versus a lot of the
Yeah, and it stinks really bad.
So get better cosplay while you're gone. That's my advice.
That's gonna be one of my goals.
You get something else to do.
Yep.
Get better at building costumes.
Yep.
When you walk by people at Gen Con, you would just open up like the panel in the back and crop dust them as you go by.
That's happened, yeah.
Just go boop.
And I'd close it up. For water, and I'll have a panel for flatulence. I mean, why not?
I think there's a lot of competing crop dusting going on, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, you could have a little fart box. You pull a string on the inside to open and close the little hatch. You just write fart box on there.
This is why you should all...
LEDs flash when it opens, and so people know it's coming.
I don't want people to know.
And
hey, check by this little box down here. This real cool thing pops out when I pull this string and the
fart
people
box
bend down.
Oh, you got me. Actually, look inside. Get close.
Just realized the podcasts are going to get a lot more comfortable for me.
Absolutely right.
Cole, what was your game industry shout out?
Well, my shout out is directed at one Josh Lee.
Oh, shit.
Are you prepared?
I don't get shout outs.
You're getting a shout out. Well, this is just for you, not a shout out, I guess. But
oh, well, let's
imagine a world. Imagine a world where there are no humans left in Tokyo, just animals.
Oh!
And you get to play as them.
Are you playing the game? Do you have it?
It comes out September 25th.
Oh,
well, then that's a release date.
That's the same day as
the Panda expansion.
Oh, dude. If you choose WoW, we're going to disown you. You can only choose one.
It's kind of like the Dezu concept come to life.
In Japan.
There are no people, though, right? Like, the humans are gone.
Right. Yeah, it's just people. I mean, it's just animals. All animals, from Pomeranians to lions.
So have they come out with a complete list of all the animals you get to play as?
Not in this release I'm looking at.
Okay.
You know what? Doesn't matter, because I'm sure that list is going to be incomplete.
I just
not have enough.
Yeah.
I just like that they're ballsy enough to just go at the holiday releases. It's just like us too. Oh, I mean, there's nobody else in the animal battle scenario, apocalyptic scenario genre.
Who's the publisher?
I think it's... Is it Sony?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, whatever.
Justin, your birthday is right around there.
Anybody wants to know what to get me? Tokyo Jungle.
$15.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah. $15.
Hell yeah.
This is PSN.
Everyone should get it.
PSN, yeah.
Okay, so there's no box.
And you get a hump.
What?
Wait,
that's why I was drinking at you. You got to produce offspring.
Oh, okay.
You got to. I thought not like you have a hump. You've got
to play. Is there a camel if you have a hump?
Gots to hump.
Because maybe a manatee has hump. Are you able to cross-pollinate with other species with this breeding
like
thing?
Making
a Pomeranian lion?
No, it's a realistic game.
Well, can't you wear trousers in this game? And backwards hats? Give you stat bonuses?
Backwards hats.
On what kind of animals wear backwards hats?
Chimpanzees. Free-to-play animals.
Rhinos.
A lot of different animals.
Dude, rhinos. Yeah, rhino would look cool.
It would look cool.
With a hat on.
Joe Camel.
Bebop, right?
And he has some cool shoes.
I was going to say, it is Warthog Buddy with Mohawk.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Cricket. I just can't hide it.
What's the actual gameplay of Tokyo Jungle?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
You know, there's some third person running around going on.
Okay.
There are two game modes, actually.
Oh, whoa. What? Okay.
Inform us.
Okay, there's a story mode. You'll play as a range of different animals whose lives are intertwined as they struggle to survive in the Tokyo wilderness.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. While unraveling the mystery of mankind's disappearance.
Oh, so they're upset that we died.
They're going to communicate with each other.
Okie dokie.
And then in survival mode...
Where'd Ethan go?
In survival mode, that's you will hunt, occupy territories, and produce offspring to secure future generations and resist extinction.
I mean, I'm going to get this game regardless because it just sounds awesome. But I mean, what's a Pomeranian? What kind of skill set does that have to make it be able to compete with like hyenas?
It annoys you to death.
It just yaps and they just ignore you until they, you know, overpopulate and then.
Well, so in the story mode, it sounds like you're kind of an animal detective. what animal would you choose to be if you're going to have
the Salmon Max?
Well, the smartest animal on the planet, the dolphin.
Dolphin detective.
Land dolphin.
No, there's no. We already said there's no cross species humps going on.
But don't you? What was that movie? Johnny Mnemonic. Where the is that right? Where there was a dolphin inside the tank and it actually communicated with everybody.
Sure. Yeah, but you can't be a detective and sit in one place. Probably. You can be like the Oracle, but you can't be Batman in a tank. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Pick another animal.
For me. Hyena.
Okay. Now we're talking.
That's a detective.
Sure.
Little derby cap on mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. little. That's I guess that's press when they have a little white card on there.
Yeah.
Hey, what duster. Are you doing? You know.
But you can wear. Yeah, you could have a duster, little on your hyena. Yeah, you know what? Hyena would be. They're like tricky.
Yeah.
You know.
Clever. Ah, yeah. That's a jackal. Hyena just eats basically anything.
No. They
laugh.
I'm just saying.
Hey, all to be settled on September 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will settle this. My hyenas versus your. Jackals.
I'll take a gorilla.
Oh, snap!
And they'd be the ones...
I'm the Tokyo King! Yeah!
King of the Tokyo Jungle.
I'm in.
Also, I would expect them to maybe be most concerned about us. Actually, no, the little dogs would...
Little dogs.
Interesting fact about gorillas, Josh.
Yeah.
They have the smallest penis of the monkeys.
compared to the rest of their body size or compared to the other primates?
Like other primates, like damn. Chimpanzees, huge.
Yeah, but I mean, a gorilla.
Yeah, but they
just,
got the biggest fist.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's and they can just say, hey, I don't need to have a big wiener to attract females like a chimpanzee.
That's why you lift weights, man. Make up for stuff.
They got like they have sausages for fingers.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
What's your shout out?
Mine's also Tokyo Jungle. So we can talk about it for another 5 minutes.
You're good. Damn it!
He's figured out the show.
Okay, I had one of those catching up with the times moments where I saw a random internet link to a dude's webpage, Tim Dene or Tim Dene. I don't know how to pronounce it. He didn't tell me because I didn't talk to him. He's got a website, and this dude did an illustration about his Dwarf Fortress. Game. So he's you guys know Dwarf Fortress, mm-hmm. Probably the most complicated video game on the planet, besides maybe Falcon 4.0 or something. and it has no hardback manual. So Dwarf Fortress game I always thought was cool, never got into it. Just too daunting. Like I look at it, looks neat, hear cool stories. I want to know like how your world ended, but I don't, you know, I never wanted to play it myself. But I saw this dude, it kind of fell off the radar for me. And this guy had this cool illustration. It showed, his city. It was called Bronze Murder. And you see his little dwarves and they build this town where they've got this, they have this above ground little, you know, castle, and then they've got this stockpile and a militia room, and they have this huge tunnel going way, way, way down to this water reservoir. And there's a pump down there, and there's this big sleepy dragon, like, laying right next to it. And so he's like, set all this stuff up, and the dwarves, like, will do stuff like automated. So, but he directs them to do things, but the dwarves will, like, do shit on their own, right? And he had this really cool story about how, he sends, they're like, well, who do I send down there to turn this pump on? Cause it's a manual pump. We need water to go to the surface though. And, you know, they needed for the city to thrive. And, it's like, well, if you send these little engineer dudes, they'll get, if they, the dragon wakes up, they'll get scared and they'll just run back up to the surface. So, and the dragon will follow them up. So we don't want that. So I'll send a militia man cause he'll just stay and fight and die. So he's like, he sends the militia dudes down to start the pump. The dragon wakes up, kills the militiamen, but one of them had a, like an attack dog that got scared and ran once their owner died. And the dog ran up. And then like, so the dragon starts following the dog. And then like all this, it was a sequence of events where, and it was like super epic and dramatic the way this is told. There's text and photos or drawings, and this dragon goes up the shaft, and it goes into like the storage room and the dining hall, and it's just like killing everything. And he's telling the story of like all these little dwarves, like what they're doing. There's like, one guy who's barricading himself into a, like a nobleman's room or something when there's like no food and shit. And he bricks up, he builds like a wall. And even when the coast is clear, he stays in there. He's too scared and he starves. And he dies. And then like all these dwarves are getting slaughtered, and the thing goes up to the surface, and a couple of dwarves are still down underneath, and they actually survived amongst the, you know, the bodies and stuff. And they block off the surface level, entrance. So they're just like, they're just stuck down in this cave. And this, there's like just a couple, there's like two dudes. That's all that's alive at the end of this thing. And they take all the dead bodies and the viscera and they pile it all into a room and block it off so there's no infection and all this stuff. And they wait, and the human caravan a dwarf caravan comes, dragon kills them. A human caravan comes and they actually fight this thing and often kill it. But like one guy breaks his legs, other gets his eye stabbed out. And it's like, this detail happens in the game. Mm-hmm. Just normally with like terrible ASCII character graphics, right? And text. But, and then these, the doors open up and these two little dwarves come out. And then like the city survives. And it's just so fucking epic. You know, I was like, oh shit. Okay. I have to play Dwarf Fortress now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I found, out that, okay. So this guy that did this little, comic thing also illustrated a book, by Peter Tyson. And, you can buy this on Amazon, and it's like, I don't know, like 20 or 30 bucks or something, or you can get the Kindle version for like $10. And it's called Getting Started with Dwarf Fortress. And it's got all this guy's illustrations throughout the book. But it's just a guide, and people, all these, it has like nothing but like 5-star reviews. And everyone's just saying how awesome it is. Like, you know, keep it beside you as you play, or you just read this and you, Dwarf Fortress is no more, like no longer daunting. And so I'm going through this book and it talks about tile sets. So it's got like graphical tiles. I didn't know people had already done that, you know, like, so you can make the graphics look a little bit better instead of ASCII characters. It's little, you know, sort of like we've talked about roguelikes before, mm-hmm. Sort of like, you know, what is it? Dungeon Crawl. I think that's the one we played. So, big ups to those dudes for giving me an introduction to Dwarf Fortress that so I can actually play the game, but maybe you guys should do
Ethan,
too.
Do you follow this?
Oh, I actually read the whole thing. Yeah, okay. I actually got really excited about it. And the funny aspect of it is this guy seemed pretty prepared for whatever was going to happen. And basically all of his preparations went completely wrong. Yeah. He had a room full of traps. Everything went. I mean, it was cool. And you got into it. You were kind of like, oh, this is just, he's going fanfic with this. But no, I mean, this game like accounts for all these scenarios mm-hmm. happening. And it's pretty incredible once you start thinking about that. You know, let's just talk about board games and stuff like that. I mean, again, it goes to that element of, everything that could possibly happen will probably happen and you'll be completely screwed. And he, I mean, he'd spent a really long time building up this setting and just all went to hell. But to see those two dwarfs come out at the end.
Oh, man.
All ragged and just telling weird stories and smelling like corpses and, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, because you've got people that migrate to your dwarf fortress. And so all these people decide, oh, we got to go back to this place and just to see these as your elders of your town. And these are the guys that more likely are going to be in charge by default because everybody else is dead. It's absolutely hilarious. But to know that a dog, two things went wrong. One, manual pump at the very bottom of this big situation. And two, don't ever bring your dogs with you because they'll run away. Lessons.
Man's best friend, not dwarfs.
Nope, exactly.
I've never seen a man confuse a chat room so much. And well, I'm assuming, Cole, you're probably with me. Do you have any idea what the hell they were just talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I know about it is there's a video on Giant Bomb. They're playing it. So that's the only reason why I've ever heard of it. But other than that, like, no idea what he's talking about.
Does it matter?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
You're an excellent storyteller.
Okay. So, okay. Interesting. Yep. Cool. Dwarf Fortress.
We'll plus link the illustration.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Horrible shoutouts are taking a twist. We have come up with what we think are best Ethan articles are and the weirdest Ethan articles.
Not worst.
Yeah, no, I haven't crossed that line yet. I might before the show goes on. So
I appreciate that at least. You know, sort of
so we're gonna go around and we'll tell our best and our weirdest Ethan links, and then if you've got any in chat, please post your favorite and weirdest Ethan stories that you remember from horriblenight.com. Cole, why don't you kick us off?
All right, I'm gonna start with the cursed checkpoint he did with Ian Stalker. He was the developer of Escape Goat. I remember listening to it in your car, Justin, for the first time and just laughing my ass off at the ridiculous questions that Ethan asked him. And luckily, he was game. He didn't let Ethan's weird personality throw him off and had a great interview with Ian Stalker.
So, yeah, we came up with this idea like when we originated doing the Cursed Checkpoint episodes, just shorter topic-focused episodes that, if we come across game developers, we'll certainly interview them. And, Ethan just got done playing Escape Goat, great puzzle platformer, features a person that's been turned into a goat by witchcraft.
Oh, it's just a goat.
No, it's just a goat?
Just a goat.
Okay.
Accused of witchcraft.
A goat. Oh.
Makes a lot more sense.
That happens.
Goat and a mouse, right?
Yeah. Scapegoat.
Goat and mouse. And
Ultimate team.
We got a hold of Ian Stalker, and he was up for an interview, and I was like, Ethan, you played the game. You can talk with him. And I never really thought to ask Ethan what he might ask Ian, but how did you prepare Ian for the random-ass questions that you decided to ask him about his game?
I think I emailed him the questions beforehand, because usually what we did with interviews is we'd email the interview questions because, at that time I was still working quite a bit, so I didn't always have the time to, set up these interviews. But I emailed him the questions, and then he was like, hey, if you want to do a Skype thing, let's do a Skype thing. I was like, oh, that's really exciting. And I thought, well, maybe I should ask Justin first, or maybe I should make just sure that, he's prepared. So I just did it. I just went with it, and it took us a little bit of time to turn around because I had a few technical difficulties with the, it was my first interview, it was a lot of fun, and he was a really good sport. He didn't have to be, because I was shocked that he even wanted to talk, because he's got kind of a cult following at this point. He's already produced a couple pretty popular games, and again, he did not have to talk to me, but I had a lot of fun doing it. So and I'm looking forward to being able to do a lot more of those interviews once we actually have the time to do so.
There's a lot of witchcraft discussion, and
Ethan, your Louisville Arcade Expo interviews were awesome as well. I think you just do a good job with people because you disarm them with your way of
self-deprecating style.
Yeah, I mean, it's really talking to people is tough. I'm good at it because, like, like, you know, most people go into a conversation and humanity is a competition. And so you go on and have these competitions. But when you know that the person across from you that's talking to you is of no competition to you at all, it's really easy just to go and have like a very candid, you know, in their conversation. Like, oh, this guy looks kind of like an idiot. So I'll tell him whatever. And it's, you know, I'm still going to look a little bit better than him.
Oh, by the way, I'm recording this.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, hopefully. Yeah. That's cool. So, yeah. I mean, because again, I'm not a very competitive person, and I kind of suck. So, you know, I like to talk to people. It makes them feel good. It can make you feel good. If you're a game developer out there and you want to talk to someone that's going to make you feel good, it's me. And some other guys too, probably.
What about your weird Ethan article, Cole?
Great sales pitch.
My weird Ethan article is The Fall of Ethan. I think I have the T-Virus from October of last year. Basically, Ethan ran a... like a Tough Mudder or something, and it was a 15K obstacle course, he said, and noticed the next day that he started having these red rash spots on his skin that he itched to shit, and they had blisters, and just basically he was covered in open sores, and he thought that he was probably developing the T-Virus, the virus that creates zombies in Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if anyone was to get it first.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Like, I always, you know, I talk big that I'm going to be the one to survive. And then at that time, I was in pretty good shape because after that race, I was really injured for a long time. And I had the T-Virus, or so I thought. And it was a little bit disconcerting to look down and see your flesh dropping from your body in large chunks. It wasn't large chunks. They were little tiny chunks. But, I kind of like to over-exaggerate things. A lot of pus was involved. But, oh, and behold, I actually went to the doctor and they gave me a shot. It was just poison sumac, which is rare, probably more rare than the T-Virus at this point. I don't know. You don't usually get that up in Indiana. So apparently someone had brought the poison sumac with them and left it on this field, and I was the guy to roll around in it. So, yeah.
So when the zombie outbreak starts in Madrid, or Berlin, excuse me, we know that it's just been dormant in Ethan.
I was going to say. Sorry, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's poison sumac that mutates.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't turn you into a zombie, just... gives you bad rash.
Oh, and that rash lasted for...
It's almost worse, isn't it?
Four weeks. Four-week rash.
And if you guys are, you know, wanting to see Ethan topless, there's a beautiful picture of him standing in front of a mirror.
With a horrible skin.
Oh, doing those self shots, huh?
Did a couple self shots.
Self shots.
Oh, you know what? I couldn't because my face was swollen at that point. So,
well, it was naturally duck face.
No, that's not it. You're not doing it right. No, put the clothes, the lifts, goddamn.
Josh.
Oh, no.
Give Ethan a shout out.
You know, probably my favorite article that you ever did was your bro-op article. Because we had a bro-op conversation, I think, just right before that. And we've had many since. We've had bro-ops, conversations about bro-ops, and just in general, being bros.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're kind of taking the bro...
taking it back.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, but you had this, and the article was great, and you're talking about, like, bro-op, like, what you eat, and, like, all these different things, and picking the right person. This is one of those articles where you started out with just a lie, or a fake, a made-up bullshit story.
Yeah.
As you often do.
Uh-huh.
which are my favorite parts. So you had some story about some kid coming up to you on the street and asking you a question, and he said, I got the quote here. He said, "Sir," on the street, as a child, "Sir, how do I know if my bros are really my bros?" And your reply to him in this fake made up scenario was, "The testament of a bro's true brohood is not written in ink or spoken in word, but forged in the heat of battle, heat that can only be reproduced during a bro-op." So, and then you proceeded. And I don't think you ever went back to him. I don't think he had a bro-op in the story.
No.
Unfortunately, not a recurring character.
Yeah.
So we don't know what happened to this kid. I feel like you, when you play games with other people, you can kind of form a bond. That's a good way to, you know, especially when you're younger, good way to make friends or find out like what kind of people they are. Like there's people that if you don't like playing video games with someone, you can't play co-op with them.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be good friends with them outside of games either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I feel like the bro-op kind of is like the measure of a man.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, there was two motivations. Bring bro back because bro has negative connotations.
That. I appreciate that.
Negative connotations. Having a bro is not a bad thing. Bro is not necessarily somebody that listens to, Justin Bieber and, I don't know, what's a popular band that dudes in their
Nickelback.
20s? Nickelback.
LFO.
It's not a bro. LFO. yeah, that's not the same thing. You don't have to be in a frat to be in bro. You can be a bro for any reason. And number two is I really wanted to have a bro-op, and I was really hoping that was going to go out and more people were going to come to me and say, I want a bro-op. But actually, no, it didn't turn out well at all because I think that I alienated a lot of people by just mentioning the word bro in an article about video games. So lesson learned. But you know what? We will take the bro. We will take bro back.
We'll take that wall down.
Yeah, we're going to piece by piece if it has to.
Well, I mean, we went and did the... We did Ultimate our Diablo 3 bro op. That's really what that was.
That was really good.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
So I really appreciate that.
Choked up here on that.
What else you got for Ethan?
Okay, so it's like pick up the weirdest article. Like they're all weird. but you had an I learned something today about Primal Rage, which was I was pretty sure, like, after reading it, like, you hadn't played the game since it came out, and you probably just saw a picture of the game or something, and just stared at it for, like, an hour, and just, in your head, you made up a story, and then you shit that story onto this page.
Yeah.
So, like, you were just talking about, like, just being in the Neo Stone Age, like, you just needed, like, make up a scenario in your head how we go back to, you didn't explain how the dinosaurs come back, I don't think, in this thing, but you just said,
I think it was,
something happened, there was some kind of inferred disaster, or climate change or something, and the dinosaurs came back, and then you're like, how to be the dinosaur king. You were basically given advice on how, if you were a dinosaur in this Neo Stone Age, how to rule. And it was just like, you know, eating your followers, like, don't be a herbivore, be a carnivore. And I could just see it, like, in your, like, this entire thing was like in your head. And I'm not sure if putting it out there for other people to read was the right decision. but I'm personally glad you did it because I did find amusement in it.
Yeah.
But it was like, what? This is just Ethan. You might as well just made up a story. You didn't need to make it video game based.
Mm-mm.
You could just wrote any story about that.
Well, like, I feel like
I want to be a dinosaur. Could have been the name of the story. You could just wrote about dinosaurs.
Kind of wanted to be a dinosaur.
And just drew pictures of them and uploaded illustrations.
All these games have all this fluff, as you will, and Primal Rage
especially
lacked
Primal
that.
Primal Rage.
Yeah, no one ever made a
story.
Primal Rage movie. I mean, you know, there were very few.
Some sci-fi originals got close.
Not a monkey man. A gigantic monkey punching a freaking T-Rex.
Well,
looking like those things did. I know King Kong fought, you know, a Tyrannosaurus at one point, and then Godzilla at another point, and then, you know, all those Japanese monster movies, but I wanted Primal Rage in the flesh, if you will, and I wanted a movie. Okay?
You wanted a dinosaur sitting on a throne. At some point, leaning back.
With a crown, kind of the side, kind of like cool.
Snacking on dudes.
Cool, like, yeah. Bad followers or followers of other people. Because I think that was the point, is don't eat your own followers, eat other people.
Right, right. That was how to get power.
Yeah.
That was like how you be the king.
Yep.
Like, how do you keep, how do you reign?
Eat people's faces.
Yeah, eat other dudes.
Yep.
But, like, you had just made up, like, this whole, like, all these dinosaurs are vying for, like, king of the dinosaur realm.
Where the combat came from, but I don't know.
Yeah. It was awesome. Everyone loves dinosaurs, and, like,
if you don't, you're an idiot. That's what I always say.
I agree.
It's again another alienating characteristic of
that was my favorite ILSTs.
I might be speaking for Ethan here, but I think we have the same favorite article that you've done that didn't get the attention that we think it rightfully deserves. So Ethan and I, since the beginning of HorribleNight.com, have been trying to figure out how we want to cover news articles, and just, you know, we want to cover the stuff that actually catches our attention and, you know, present it to you in, you know, our most matter-of-fact way as possible, however we're reacting to it. And so we got on a few press lists, and we haven't really done much with most of them. But one of the first ones we got on was for Torchlight 2. And they basically they released this announcement of just, like, screenshots and like, a name of all of these enemies that you'll be fighting in Torchlight 2. Yeah, concept art for enemies of Torchlight 2. So Ethan just proceeded to say, here is the concept art that Torchlight 2 has presented. And here's the backstories of these characters that I've gone ahead and made up for you.
And I make up a lot of stuff. I just came to realize it. Yeah.
But it was really entertaining, and it really, that's the creative side of Ethan. He can make up a backstory just about any...
Was there something about like a frog or something in that? Like something...
Well, I was trying to explain how you would kill these monsters in real life if you came face-to-face with them, because they show these screenshots, but what if, you know, that's not helping much if you just have a screenshot. You got to have some background information, because if those monsters actually attacked in real life, which, you know, slim chance, but it happens... you want to have, you want to have a backup, you know? So, but I want to throw out a shout out to Giftor on that one, because I believe it was the Manticore that I was not sure exactly how to kill, but he said you needed a Vorpal blade to kill a Manticore.
Awesome.
So thank to him for that, because I was thinking an anti-tank gun, but you know, whatever.
Another one that stood out was a series we haven't done much with, but you created the Gaming Advocate, editorial series, and you wrote one on stop killing humans, because people are spending too much time playing modern military shooters and practicing killing their friends and killing other humans, when what we should be worried about is the supernatural or alien attacks. If we keep playing modern military shooters, we're not going to be prepared for when aliens attack or when supernatural creatures attack, and I think you're always trying to bring that to the forefront, and it was never better illustrated than in this article.
I was going to say, we have to come together, everybody, and when we're negative, everybody playing games and killing other humans, our forces. I mean, watch Independence Day, but then imagine Independence Day if Call of Duty had come out before Independence Day actually happened. Just think of that scenario, let it simmer, and then we'd be effed. We would be effed. So, yeah, so stop killing each other. Kill some aliens or zombies or orcs.
And then the favorite thing, favorite weirdest thing that I've made you do, as one of the first Reflex reviews we did, was for a educational game from the United Kingdom. It's a sex educational game called Privates.
Mm-hmm. What? Before my time, I think.
And you're basically, like, I think why I liked it was the art style reminded me of Worms a little bit, just a little kind of cartoony. But basically, you are, I don't even remember what. Your little guys wearing condom hats that go into the private parts of people to...
The private parts.
Like, yeah.
No, you're, aren't you sperm or something?
No, you're not sperm.
No, you're not sperm. You look like sperm. You act like sperm. I think maybe you're like...
But they act like commandos.
Maybe it's an animal sperm.
I think maybe you're just
helping out people.
Character. Maybe, I think it is. I think it's horse sperm. You're actually... You play the part of horse sperm that's combating STDs in humans, which is something that, you know, I didn't realize happened. Yeah, that was a weird game.
That's an urban myth, by the way.
You know that... It is an urban. I know. I can't be too good. That was a weird game. Not only is that a weird game, I appreciated it. It was a weird game. Not really.
It actually won some awards.
It won some freaking awards. And I think those dudes that won were just as surprised that they won as I was after playing that game. Because again, I've never climbed into a butthole in such a way.
And in that particular
situation, yes. But I did not realize the topography of buttholes and vaginas and that kind of stuff. Because that game, it was just like this, like all kinds of things. You know what I mean? And so it was like, I was confused because I thought I knew a thing or two, but guess what? You learn something new every day. You know, and I did not realize. If we magnified chlamydia, it would actually be a tiny floating doll. Another fun fact, because that's what I learned from that game. So as much as I learned from that game in terms of STD management, I also kind of got some impressions that may kind of, you know, jumble things up in my brain a little bit. So yeah, so if I ever see someone approaching me and a little tiny doll pokes its head out, I'm avoiding that big time.
So this is kind of like the new Rex Ronan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rex Bonan.
It's got the best title that we've ever had on the site, though.
Man, what in the hell?
Do you have that in front of you?
What an unkempt vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also...
Which is a line in the... Yeah, in the
How
in
much
the
traffic did that get?
We continue to get search traffic for unkempt vagina.
Unkempt vagina. There's people, people out there that don't want the educational game, if you know what I mean. So, man, that goes without saying.
You know, you don't look at that. Usually, most people... Average 50% of people don't look at their privates under a microscope, you know, or a magnifying glass.
And if you did, just don't.
Maybe 30% or less.
Where are you going with that point?
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's interesting. But couldn't you just like do Google image search and just click on like large video or large images only, and then just, you know,
I wonder how many rounds of concept art they did
to get it right?
Yeah, to get the style right.
Oh, God. Yeah, how accurate was this stuff? Did they 3D model an actual bus?
It's a 2D platformer. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they still, I mean...
If they did, I don't know who the model was, but I'm like, I hope they're okay. It's like the Elephant Man's
small butthole. Indie teams, man. Yeah. You got to make do with what you got.
Yeah, well, and yeah, whoever this was modeled after
who's
was
who's kempt?
I don't think anybody in that situation. Not only unkempt, but just...
So that was really gamer butthole is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, that's not
it was swampy.
Yeah. It was, yes, swampy. Very swampy.
Ooh. Speaking of Josh and Ethan sharing moments together... another favorite thing about Ethan that fans may miss from having you in studio
Joshua,
are the bromantic moments between Josh Lee and Ethan Moses, especially kind of around our Company of Heroes discussion.
That was another bro op.
That was
we broed out.
We man,
hard
we broed out for
a couple
really
times
long
there. Yeah.
I had a really big meeting the next day. I remember that. I was like, "This isn't a very good idea," but then. It became a great idea.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. We need to play that game.
Are you going to be able to play that game in Germany?
Mm. Well, let's get to that. Let's get to that because I'd like to have a little bit of an intervention here because I haven't quite given up. It's what, you're moving in a week? Next Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday, yep.
So let's get it all out on the table. Like, what are we afraid of is going to happen to Ethan when he goes to Germany, and what are we afraid is going to happen to Horrible Night with him being in Germany?
Die on an airplane.
It's possible.
My worst fear as well, so yeah.
Stabbed on the streets of Berlin.
Probably less likely. Pretty safe.
So one of my plans, we went to...
Food poisoning.
We went to Gen Con this weekend, and they had the big weapons booth where you can actually buy ridiculous medieval-style weaponry.
Yeah, real...
And so my idea was just, you know, Ethan, buy a battle axe, you know, and then take that on the plane with you and then get banned from international flight for the rest of your life. And then you don't have to go to Germany. And you can stay here.
Because I'm trying to find all the reasons I can not to go to Germany. That's my big goal. So I'm glad you guys are helping me with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about, like, what would happen, you know, if something, you know, if for whatever reason you actually ended up not being able to get on an airplane ever again, and you'd be alone, you know, your wife goes, you're stuck here. It's like, I think we ended up you ended up homeless.
Yep,
I think
no
in this
income.
Scenario,
yep.
Yeah, no money, but you ended up you were the ultimate bro because you were available for bro
activity
24/7.
That's and if this does happen. I'm going to reach out to everybody, and hopefully we bro up, and then I get a shower at your place.
Yeah.
Maybe a meal.
I offered once a week. Cool. I offered a once-a-week
once
shower.
Once a week. So, yeah, on Wednesdays, I believe you got Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
Josh probably give you a hot handy, too, every once in a while.
You know what? That's fine. Hey, I'll be single, so...
Take what you can get.
So we're worth risking Ethan being homeless? We're okay with that?
Yeah. Well, he won't really be homeless. He'll just be kind of...
Wandering the streets.
Couch surfing.
Yeah, couch hopper.
Couch hopper, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long does that last, though? How long is that cool and entertaining until it's not?
It depends on how many friends you have.
Yeah.
How many couches are you rotating among?
I mean, so 7 days a week, assuming that people can only deal with me for one day out of that week. So seven dudes?
I think you need 14.
You need 14. Yeah. Oh, you need a two week rotation? Yeah. Honey, Ethan's going to crash on the couch again. So, you know, maybe next week. I hope that doesn't happen. As much fun as it would be to continue to do these shows with you guys once a week, I think defining my lifestyle based on, you know, a live podcast, which I'll be back.
Well, that's the idea. So we're saying on air, you've committed. Just still being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what?
Nothing else to do.
2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the a.m., which is either going to be really easy because I'm not going to be used to the time zone difference or really difficult because I'll get really used to it. So I don't know. It's good or bad.
Now, you, I know you'll be busy. You'll be doing all kinds of stuff. You know, work.
Probably not, but thanks for that.
Work-like activities. But you can't actually get a job, right? Like legally?
I can, but it'll be difficult. So
why would you even try?
Yeah.
You continue to write.
No, that's what I'm doing.
You're going to do that, you know,
more
full time. You'd pick up some other hobbies.
So the concept.
You're never going to shower or get dressed.
I have to, because after that whole skin thing that we talked about earlier, like, I'm really like, this body's got to be clean.
So you don't have to get dressed then.
No, I don't need to. I mean, you know,
you can be unkempt.
I can be very unkempt, and I will. I get unkempt quick, like in a day.
You're gonna be a hairy motherfucker. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be really solid looking. People are gonna be really excited. I mean, one of the things is hopefully we'll be able to cover things from the future, which we can't do right now because we don't have anybody in the future. And also, you know,
just Verdian in a chat right now, our European friend.
Oh, then there we go. So he and I will be on the same, right. Or she and I will be on the same time zone. And so we can talk about what's actually happening in the current while you dudes are just waiting for it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll know. Like, and we also, I'm going to be able to tell everybody if 2012 is the end.
You know, I figured out how to set computer's time into German time, so I can actually be...
So we can know what time it is?
We can know what time it is. Yeah.
No, I can be in the future with you.
Oh.
The computer will be in the future. It'll be my window to the future.
And will you have like a time bubble around you?
Mm-hmm.
So
time. Is that legal? Oh, do the time cops come if you change your computer time to someplace you're not actually at?
If John...
You have to build a whole like roller coaster shooting thing, so...
Was that Van Damme or was that Johnny Depp?
That was Van Damme.
Johnny Depp was in another time travel like movie.
Yeah, it's easy to get the two of them confused.
Yeah, but they both were in time traveling movies. One of them, Johnny.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember Johnny Depp.
Verdian is a guy, and he confirms that you two will be on alert to let us know. We'll have 7 hours of warning when the end of the world happens.
Because you're not going to be prepared for that regardless.
As long as it starts
only means that they're going to both survive it. They have to get the word out. So I mean,
I'm assuming we call
it. Ethan's got good.
I'm definitely confident in Ethan surviving. I'm questioning Verdian's.
What ends the world? Is it a giant beam? The world rotates, and so it actually kind of comes across the ocean. That would make sense.
I saw that on Discovery Channel, and I hope that doesn't happen because the Midwest will be screwed, and I think Berlin is right. What I hope happens in terms of the world,
the poison sumac.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope if that's the end of the world, I'm absolutely fucked. I'm hoping that all the bad people turn into plants and fix the environment. And then the end of the world is just actually the beginning of a new, more eco-friendly
The end of the world is the beginning of The Last of Us?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Oh, wait, that trailer was really kind of disconcerting. So hopefully not.
This is kind of a callback here, but, we were talking about dinosaurs ruling the Earth, dino saucers, Genghis Rex. Like, didn't they come to the Earth and try to try to take us out? Like, maybe it could be dinosaur kings from space, basically, that come and try to wipe us out.
That would be tough.
And that would make sense. They would land in
it would
Germany.
Make sense.
So I think that night we should probably have a live podcast.
Yeah, you should.
That'd be cool. Let us know when the world's ending, and we can go live.
Mm-hmm. I'll film it outside.
So then you can, and then Verdian can be in chat, and then let us know.
Yeah,
because you'll be looking out the window behind me, I'll be like, "Here it is, guys!" And a dinosaur king is like, "It's me!" And then it goes all fuzzy like Cloverdale.
The only reason I'm about
that would be awesome. Cloverfield.
I'm worried about your planning.
Oh no, Brachiosaurus!
Your abilities to warn us and plan us about future and planning future events.
Uh-huh. I forget stuff a lot.
Why did you? Well, you're going to Germany because your wife got a job in Germany, and you're being a supportive husband and a trophy husband. Mm-hmm. It's been well established.
Oh yeah.
Why did you guys not move before Gamescom so we could get some Gamescom coverage?
I asked her that. I said, look. I love that you're doing really well in your job, but your timing was a little bit off. So, no, I don't know. One, even if we did get over there, do you think they would let me in? After all the like scenarios you guys named of all the weird stuff that I do, like he's weird, he's stinky, he's got, you know, like, oh yeah, this is the guy that they want. You know,
you're all we got, man.
Yeah, well,
we don't send those things to them. We're like, oh, here's his portfolio.
And that's some good stuff.
Yeah, and we Photoshop all your pictures to make you look more professional.
We send them all of Cole's stuff.
Okay. You guys Photoshop my face on one of those Sears catalogs, you know, with those nice suits they have on. That's probably a good thing.
What are your...
That's a really good idea.
What are your game concerns about moving to Europe and... I don't know, releases or playing different games.
My only concern.
Will you still have access to like regular Steam?
No, I mean it'll be because you know, other countries have region locks. There's ways. I know there's ways around it. I'm not going to do that because I'm scared of what would happen if I had lost my whole Steam.
If you lost your Steam account,
I would be nothing. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. So I'm not going to be doing anything like that. Release dates may be a little bit tweaked. I probably would. Release dates are going to be a little bit tweaked. Obviously, you know, my computer is equipped for, you know, the voltage, alterations, but, you know, I'm going to have to get a transformer for the American PS3 and Xbox 360 because there's really no sense in buying, you know, a PAL version because we're going to be there for 2 to 3 years. But other than that, I mean, there's some censorship in Germany that is not as outrageous as people make it out to be.
Green blood.
Yeah, I mean, you may have some green blood. I'm not going to be able to play like any game with a lot of gratuitous like violence, like so. Even with zombies, now that is one thing that will be a little bit difficult. Is a lot of the games that are censored, or just not legal to play, are games involving zombies. So Dead Rising, no. Dead Island, no.
Left 4 Dead finally got through. I think they changed their box art cover.
Yep.
And they made some alterations. Why are they so? Fucking.
How do they handle the Nazi zombies?
Any sort of
no Nazis.
No
they
Nazis
they,
at all.
No,
yeah, that's, no Nazis at all. Right?
Really, their big thing is they're trying anything that is a human being who is being wounded in a very gratuitous way. Yeah, is going to be censored in one way or another. So you're going to get green blood. And actually in Left 4 Dead, kind of the edit they have on that is not as many limbs are going to be flying off. I guess at the end of the day, and I actually wrote an article about this, I'm not as concerned about that kind of stuff because I looked at the games that I have and very few of them would be affected by this. And then am I going to be like, oh no, I can't see someone's penis fly off in the air and explode. Like, no, that's not, I'm not, that's not a big deal.
Except
we now have that recorded and I can play that on loop anytime that I want.
Yeah. But I mean,
it could be a weird scenario.
I think the other thing is, Germany is, they love games. I mean, they've got Gamescom, which is one of the biggest. My concern was, we know how the game industry here is here in America, and it's huge, gigantic, but you don't know about other countries. I mean, obviously, America, Japan, any English-speaking country, it has, for the most part, this hype, and it's going to be easy to get games and whatnot. But
things.
Audiences. If you will, how intense are they on games? And I was happy to find out. And this is actually one of the big things. I remember Aubrey saying, "Oh, there's a lot of game stores there. You're going to be fine." And they love their video games over in Germany. So outside the censorship thing, there's not going to be any sort of issues.
And they love tabletop games too.
And they love tabletop. There's actually
don't they give out an award in Germany like it's the biggest board game award?
Yeah, the Spiel des Jahres or something. Yeah. And the Spiel in Essen is that. Like is in October.
October 16th.
That's we've been talking about. We just went to Gen Con recently, and then like that is going to be like 4 or 5 times bigger.
Yeah. And it looks awesome.
Like 800 game companies there, and they have like all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
it's huge.
So I'm not going to be without any sort of gaming. It's not like I'll have a lot of games. I'll be okay with it.
I'll be curious to see your editorials and your writing stuff won't change. You'll be still submitting on a regular basis, and it just will be coming at a different hour.
When we've talked, and hopefully there's going to be some more content and stuff coming out as well more frequently, because again, the last 2 months, I mean, after June 1st, when I wasn't working my other job, we were like, oh, there's going to be more time for content. Well, newsflash, it's really difficult to move to a different country. Like, really difficult. Like, a lot more difficult than I think we thought. So once we're all settled in, I mean, hopefully we could do some. I mean, it'd be great to get, I don't know what our European audience is not gigantic at this point. I mean, we'd love to grow that. And I mean, it does kind of help to have somebody in that area kind of having some sort of perspective on that. Though, again, I'm going to be there for 2 to 3 years, so I don't expect to get there and be like in. But, I mean, again, it'd be cool to see that. And, I mean, what is a European gamer? What's a German gamer, and getting over to, some of the surrounding countries and stuff like that and see what kind of the atmosphere is like? Because we kind of know what it is like here. Now, obviously, I haven't been to an E3 or a PAX or whatever, but I want to see how other people, kind of interpret games and what are their big issues? We know what Americans' issues are. What are other countries? And right now, again, one of the big things is the censorship issue. Is a lot of German gamers are kind of behind this whole are we ready to move past this thing? So that's kind of something that I'm really interested in getting into as well.
I love how you're asking, like, what are these gamers like? And they're probably like, what is this Ethan?
What is an Ethan?
Yeah, they're more afraid of you.
Yeah.
Than I figured you are of
you
them.
Are,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I figured that's
rightfully
gonna be the
case. So.
And I'll have to, I'll have to temper myself as I go, and they'll have to, like, slowly, like, hey, I play games. You want to play games? I can't go in with my usual, like, hey, it's Ethan. I'm Ethan. I don't get video games. Like, I can't do that because people aren't going to like
it. Yeah. And you probably can't pee yourself in a McDonald's drive-thru.
No, I can't do that because there's very few McDonald's that I've seen in Berlin. So, it'll be, now I may be able to pee myself in a random organic grocery store, but, I may not be able to necessarily pee myself in McDonald's parking lot. So I've grown up since then, I think.
Kind of the biggest thing that will change will be, we've been doing a lot of in-studio stuff lately. We've been doing a lot of our live videos and our Game Curious videos and our Reflex videos, and we won't have you on those, sadly, any further. But so the question remains is how do we replace Ethan? Now, we're not saying we're 100% going to do it, but we do have to prepare for the worst. So I'd like Ethan for you to help us. How what should we look for in the Ethan replacement? As far as good qualities that Ethan has that we should look for in other people, and the bad qualities that in Ethan that we shouldn't look for in other people.
Think of a lot of bad qualities that you probably don't want to have. You know, if somebody approaches you and they're a lot like me, they're probably a crazy person, so you probably don't want to hire them. I mean, at least...
Well, how many years? It took us, like, what, 24 years to become friends? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Well, we were friends for, like a couple months, and we were like, yeah. I don't know. You thought I smelled, and you actually said that to me in a note, and I was like, do you think you smell? Yes or no? Like, yeah, I mean, check that off. So, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we can get somebody who's, I guess a bit dim-witted.
Okay.
Charming in their intellectual,
incapacity.
Attempts, I guess. Oh. Attempts.
Somebody who lies all the time.
Someone that tells a lot of stories, makes up a lot of shit.
Well, wait.
But someone who is very can talk to people.
So we need somebody who is a good bro.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who has extreme contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like your brother that lives in Chicago is volunteering. And he's taller than Ethan, too, so...
He's actually taller, he's...
Better looking?
Probably.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
Employed.
Oh, okay.
Is he dim-witted and charming?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's...
He's charming.
He's charming.
In what ways is this not an upgrade?
No, I can't think of one. I think it's... Yeah. I was almost say... I think I could draw, like, maybe a little bit better than him, but I haven't seen him draw for a while, so that's 50-50 on that one. He actually played football in college. I didn't do that.
Does he mispronounce a lot of words?
Nope. He's mm-hmm. got a pretty solid grasp on the English language.
Is he completely full of shit?
Yes. Maybe sometimes. I don't know.
Does he have an overactive imagination?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah, man, he's an upgrade. Actually, my other brother's an upgrade, probably, too. That sucks.
Maybe we should move the show.
Maybe we chose wrong in the first place.
Yeah, you probably did. Actually, no, you didn't, because Nathan was writing on the site before I was. Oh, yeah, right. So I just happened to be able to, he has kids and don't have the time to write as much, and so I jumped right in. You know, I'm really good at, coming in on the coattails of my brothers, and so I was fortunate to do this. So maybe for once, instead of getting the hand-me-downs, I'm going to hand something up. Is this me handing something up to... I'm just looking at myself in the thing.
It's like, is the person on a ladder? Yeah. Or?
Ladder just... I don't know. Shut up.
One thing I'm not looking for in a replacement is I don't want somebody to be as sensitive about Sega issues as you are. That makes me uncomfortable on live air.
Probably detrimental to that. No, well, maybe you should, though. Maybe you guys need that. You love Nintendo so much, and you love GameWorks.
I think we're going to need just a new iOS correspondent.
Yeah. No, you won't. You may not have somebody to be able to like compare things
I
to
just
on
wonder,
air. But
actually, I'm kind of worried. So Ethan's been without... When did you ship your computer? Like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
So Ethan's been without his big gaming rig in the last few weeks, and he's had an iOS iPad affinity in the past year.
I'd say a casual attraction, but yeah.
But now it's kind of his only choice, and for whatever reason, he's still fighting against getting a DS or a 3DS, and so he's been playing a lot of iOS games.
Mm-hmm. Ton of them.
I just wonder, when you get over there, get over and you have your gaming rig ready to go, if you'll actually migrate back or just stick to the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. He's going to binge.
We will let you go.
I'm
going to
binge. I'm going to binge. It's like... Think about those times where you go on vacation and you're not with your significant other and you kind of got a lot held back, and then you come back and it's just wild. I'm gonna have wild sex with my computer. What am I coming back to? Like, there's no way in my mind. I mean, I've still, you know, I've been working on, you know, The Secret World. I got into that right before, and I'm like, you know, I was really excited about that game. Darksiders 2 is just waiting for me, and then Borderlands 2 is gonna come out. Like, come on. There's no iOS. I've had fun. We've kind of Twitter. You know, it's kind of like I'm on a break.
You've had a dalliance.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're hanging out. iOS isn't staying the night, okay? We're hooking up. Maybe we'll go to a movie, but I'm not going to introduce iOS to my friends yet. Well, I'll talk about iOS. Yeah, that's okay. You know?
You're having like a fuckcation.
I was going
to
say.
Exactly. That's the best way to describe it. I'm having a fuckcation with my iPad capacity for gaming. is the best way to go about that. So not to knock iOS, but dude, there's no...
Did you get that Fleshlight attachment for you?
Oh, actually. No, but I do have a CD-ROM drive that I never use, you know, so zip.
The FUF me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, search for it. It was a fake thing, but it looked real enough.
Yeah,
it was a website. Like, you could buy, they had both female and male end attachments and software.
What game would be the best for that?
3D Sex Villa 2.
Oh.
iOS.
So, anybody wanting this job, we don't need any more tower defense coverage. We've gotten that covered in our history. You're also not allowed to talk about
Fallout
New Vegas. That's been covered.
Oh, you know what? I almost had a news story about that, so I didn't because I knew, you know, I want to go off on a good note.
What else is Ethan covered enough that we is not zombies. A job requirement? Zombies?
Yeah,
he does love zombies.
I do love zombies.
We're looking for we're looking for someone we can actually talk Halo 4 with in the fall.
Shitty games.
We've got those covered.
So I'm still covering shitty games from where I'm at, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm saying that's why we don't need someone else.
Somebody's got that. Oh yeah, that's right. So no shitty games.
Yeah. What else does Ethan bring to our podcast that we wish he wouldn't?
Confusion. Utter confusion. Misquoted facts.
Mm-hmm. Mispronunciations.
We
already covered that one. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
distractibility.
There's stuff you don't like. Like, you don't like Nintendo stuff.
Well, that's not true. Yeah. I don't like Nintendo. Well, some of the stuff
we might need an open-minded Nintendo.
All Nintendo stuff is from Nintendo now, though.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Yeah. I mean, for the Wii U, you definitely might want somebody that likes Nintendo and what Nintendo thinks it's doing.
In general, you don't give too much of a shit about console stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if it's on PC, I'd rather have it there. But, I mean, you know, console, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Sure.
You know?
Consoles?
I already have the next generation.
Oh.
I mean, there's really... I mean...
Chat's with me on this. I'd be looking for somebody that actually appreciates and loves orcs, since you hate them so much.
Oh, who does that?
Just saying.
Actually, you know what? I've been playing an iOS game about orcs. It's kind of made me think twice about... No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. No, not really. I kind of... Orc on iOS is actually a game that...
Someone who doesn't lie out their ass when they bail on you to play video games.
Oh, what? Power went out.
If you're going to bail on us
Red alert.
Make sure the game is at least from the last year.
If this was your last show, I would talk about the day that this we were going to play video games together, and then you stayed up too late the night before playing video games, and then you couldn't play. But it's not your show, it's my show.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think Josh is pretty secure in his placement on the show. I don't think that's up for debate.
Yeah, really, because nobody else can do this kind of stuff.
I mean, I'm just glad that this is coming up, so we didn't have to bring this up. Like, it's naturally happening.
Is it Festivus? Because I feel like this is the airing of grievances right now.
Can you lift 100 pounds right over your head?
Give me something. What's 100 pounds? Where's Patrick at?
Give me something Festivus to lift.
Just call his cat fat.
I call his cat muscular because Patrick is buff.
You could lift half of me.
Half of you is 100 pounds? Mm-hmm. What half? Bottom half?
Okay.
It's a gorilla penis. Is it
man, you know what? It's got girth.
Any other grievances
bottom
before
half?
I make I turn this happy?
I don't, you know, I don't have any real, any other complaints. I mean, I have them, but I think we've said we pretty much...
Except for that long list that we just went over.
I was going to say. Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much I'm good.
Cole, you covered it. You've known him for longer than
so
us.
So much better.
I mean, Your last chance to tell them all.
I'm sure there are plenty of stories I could tell, but they're not really video game related. Okay. So
don't tell that one.
But yeah, we've known each other for 25 years, probably.
Yep. Since we were born. Or you were born.
You were born.
Who was born first? Me or you?
You did not know Cole when he was born.
Did you birth me? I don't remember. Was that you? Were those your hands?
I caught you like a football out of your mom's vagina.
You were strong as a child.
I said, set hoot! Yeah.
She probably appreciates that.
That's disturbing.
He's the Jerry Rice of Baby Moses.
Mm. Well, what was more disturbing is actually the umbilical cord was wrapped completely around my head when I came out. I had to fight my way out of there.
Like
and
a halo?
I knew somebody helped me. More like a face hugger from Aliens.
Alright. So, what?
Imagine that.
What qualities of Ethan are we worried about the replacement not having, though?
All the ones just listed off.
Yeah, right, that's also...
They're all positives and negatives.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I suddenly stopped writing, the most consistent writer, because I write like 15 articles a week. And
at least.
Not that anybody really wants to hear me, but I mean, you know, at least I fill a page, so that would kind of not be good.
I don't know. I think your creativity is definitely going to be hard to replace. And just because you come up with some crazy ass shit, mm-hmm. like out of nowhere sometimes, working into an article quite well.
The bromance is also going to be missing from this podcast. I mean, Josh and I have a completely different chemistry. So,
that'll be the thing I miss the most.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I can't really share moments with this guy. So like and Cole is in a box, a little virtual box.
But if I was there, I'd be an adequate replacement.
Yeah. Cole and I get along pretty well. So, in the romance department. So, romance, I'm sorry. Did I say romance?
Whoa, is that a
slip? Excuse me.
Oh, telling secrets, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Man, he's just so big.
So the force camaraderie between you and I will become more apparent.
We shouldn't even try. We're okay. We work well together, but we
don't really like each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's a business relationship.
Am I kind of the glue that keeps you guys together, almost?
Or you keep us far enough
maybe
apart?
Far enough apart. Maybe, what if you guys become like really good friends and like
he might kill me in the next episode.
Oh man,
you're, sure okay.
you're the glue that's been keeping me alive.
Yeah. I'm the only thing that. Yeah, well, hey, that would suck for you. Well, so it'll just be the
Josh.
Justin,
you need to start taking some jujitsu.
I was gonna say it's the big downfall to Ethan moving is.
Is everyone gonna die after I leave? It's a horrible. It's not like you know we disband slowly. We all die at the exact same time, and the site just ceases from. Who in chat would take over if we all no longer existed? That's my question. What if this starts a chain of events that unfortunately happens?
So I need to find a hyperactive, cuddly bodyguard.
But it's going to cost $9,000 to take over.
Yeah.
That's what we need on the podcast.
Do you have a website, Will?
Do we have,
Do we have one of those?
For when Horrible Night ceases to be?
Well,
Well, Saturday's my going away party. If something happens where we're all.
When Justin
murdered,
Lacey.
Something's going to happen. Yeah.
The helicopter crashes
killed by his writing staff.
Into us.
What if we take a hot air balloon? And we think it's going to be great, and it doesn't become that. Like, it just a horrible.
Well, I won't now because you already said it.
Yeah, but you will.
Yeah,
anyway.
But then, like, terrible things will happen. That's what happened in Final Destination. And then everyone died in even worse ways.
That is true. So we can't avoid it. So might as well jump on that hot air balloon.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Let's die. At least we're dying together.
Yeah. I am honestly.
I'll bring my 3DS, Cole. We'll play, like,
holding
finally.
Hands. Yeah, we can together. Street pass.
Street pass. Death pass.
I'm bummed that we're not going to be covering Resident Evil 6 live together as far as like doing some live reactions to that.
Yeah, that really needed it. Well,
you
I mean,
your
I,
streaming setup.
Yeah.
I think you could probably assume that how I'm going to react to that game once it comes out because I tend to react to games pretty blatantly without
I'm
much thought.
I'm pretty sure the audio is going to clip.
Yeah. I did clip the audio a couple times on that one. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That and but I'll call you guys late at night while I'm playing.
And we got some other events this fall. We've got our charity gaming marathon.
Oh no, you won't be. Oh no,
I will be there, but I will be there as a robotic.
Not really.
Too hardcore.
It'll be a box on a screen.
Hello. I'll stay up the whole night though. I guarantee you, I will.
Dude, what if your internet sucks and we can't Skype or play games together?
I don't think
or
it will.
Or Google Hangout.
If we can't Google Hangout, then I'm not going to be happy. That's all I want to do is Google Hangout.
Google.com/Hangout.
These are real fears.
The idea of us dying in a hot air balloon accident does not affect me as much as the possibility of me having a bad internet connection. that's fucked up, isn't it? You know, like that's not as bad. So no, I think it'll be fine. If not, then I'll move.
Do you know what the internet situation is like at where you're going to be moving to?
It's fine. It's the same as we've
got. What are you getting?
Oh, what am I personally getting?
Yeah. Do you know?
No, I don't.
I mean, I know Germany has internet, and I'm sure it's good in places, but it doesn't mean you're going to have, like, the good stuff.
What do you have?
I have fiber, like, well, U-verse.
Yeah, yeah.
Which so is I'll have, like,
U-verse. I'll have G-verse.
Is
yeah, it'll
fiber-ish.
It'll be, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, is it cable? Some kind of
It's cable.
ADSL?
G-verse.
It's cable.
Yeah. Okay. So... All right, so maybe, but we'll still, we're going to have some ping issues for some games,
I think. Germany probably has maybe. Way better internet than the U.S.
Yeah,
but our connection to each other, I'm saying, could be bad regardless of how good it is.
We'll be trying some of these live in probably 3 or 4 weeks. Once Ethan gets settled with his internet, we will. Yeah.
I'm sure video chat is going to be fine, but broing out?
Yeah. I've actually played games with a couple German dudes in the last... Or before I set my computer over, actually, DayZ, I actually jumped on German servers because...
Are you going to try to get Bizarro German replacements for us?
You know what? That's funny how that all... You know, everyone's talking about replacing this guy, what? But I can replace all you guys.
Are you going to make Der Horrible Show?
Das Horrible Show? Da Horrible Show? And I need to learn German a little bit better before I do that, though. You know, what if I did... What That'd that be would awesome. Be hilarious if you all one day I come onto a podcast and there's four dudes sitting around a TV looking at you guys on a TV and we have competing podcasts as we go.
I'm your host, Herr Moses.
I suddenly develop a German accent.
You never know. Hey, well, you know, actually, I knew somebody who moved to the UK. And they like 5 years later, I saw them, and they had an accent.
I would love to have a German accent, so that's okay. If that happens to me, I would love that. That'd be great. I'd be really excited about that.
You remind me to buy the .de version of our.
What if I start the horrible night .de and then suddenly it's like really popular because I'm in charge of it for some reason. All the structure, all the thought out the window. It's just random pictures of me playing games.
Kitty Costume Tuesday.
That's what it would turn into.
Yeah.
So it started out as a video game website. But
do they have cats in Germany?
My cats will be in Germany.
Your cat would have its own like iOS thread.
Hang on. How are the cats getting there?
I'm taking them.
A little, carry on.
Little cat carry on. Yep.
Really? Can cats go on airplanes?
I think so.
Yeah, they can. We brought our cat on an airplane, but that's a lot longer flight than 3 hours.
And one of those cats does not like to travel at all.
Man. So do they check them for like bombs and shit?
Yeah. Well, I hope not, but there's a possibility they could finger that anus if they needed to. If they were suspicious of our cats, one of my cats is very thin and attractive. I'm sure that'll be okay, but the other cat
is that the one that's trying to be a model?
Yeah, yeah, show cat. That's what we call it in the industry. But the other one's pretty fat, and I mean, she's real dumpy in the rear end. And it's
easy.
I love her.
How's her self-esteem?
What's the cat's name?
She's pretty low. That's why she eats so much. Snuggles is a fat one. Scuffles is the thin, attractive one.
Scuffles? Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know. We don't name things correctly. So yeah, wait till we have kids. It'll be
Stubbles
and Knuckles.
Stubbles.
Stubby Knucks.
Stubble Knucks.
If Snuggle, they're both girls, too, I'm sure.
If you get directed to a horrible night-ish site and you see Scuffles and Snuggles writing for it, this is not my doing.
It's not your doing.
It gets into Scuffles all the time. Yeah. That's why we call
you
them
better
Scuffles.
Buy .de, because that's a great idea, and I'm going to... Oh,
wouldn't it be like
good.
A Noctudu horrible or something like that? Wouldn't it be...
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
You speak
German better than I do.
So it would still... It would be different. You don't have... He's...
It sounds like a lot of work for me, logo-wise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Plus, that's a lot of $9,000 is...
Yeah. Well, in the euro, it's a little bit more expensive.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Yep. Think about it that way. Or less expensive.
Would you start a GmbH of your own? Isn't that what they're like, LLCs are? Or they're...
Oh. Man, you know a lot.
You do know a lot.
I think Josh has been... is German.
Yeah, he's
my grandfather was Wehrmacht, so I...
I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, I don't.
You're not starting your own.
That's not true.
I mean, again, there's a very
not true.
There's a reason why Justin is the editor in chief, and he runs the website because, again, I shouldn't be put in charge of anything that involves money, planning things timely, rational thought. Should I keep going or do we? Get
no,
a
no, keep going. You're listing off the job requirements for your replacement.
Well, no, you wouldn't want two of you, would you? Would you want
two of you? You're saying not to not be.
Oh
this.
No, none of these. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what we're looking for. To not be these.
Be kind of a big idiot, and you've got it pretty easy. If they're, you know, I'd like to see the reality show connected with that.
Looking for a big idiot.
Yep. More medium sized. I'm more medium sized.
Willing to bromance.
Yeah. Willing. Must bromance.
That's the name of the ad. Is willing to bromance.
Now, would you guys put this up on Craigslist or something classy like eHarmony?
Oh yeah, we would do a
juice or what?
Right,
we would Christian mingle.
No, no, they,
Christian or Jay, mingle. What's the Jewish one?
No,
Jay
what are they?
J chat or
one of those new
J love or
one of those new gaming hookup services?
Oh, like gamer.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. You, yeah, we
no, not
that's a is that a that's a
there is no, a the gaming ga- one right
the gamer dater ones
is it the one where you,
yeah but they're all bullshit they all plant yeah. You know profiles on there we need the real shit we should do eHarmony
the real
they'll actually weed out all the people that aren't serious about it
and all of your personality traits you've just listed you can put on there that you want so I think eHarmony is the best way
your
to find
brother your brother's suggesting Adult Friend Finder and I think that's the winner
yeah
okay
yeah it
so
probably
so
is.
What so we it's the like the podcast basically that you know it's is it the website that's looking for the person or is it the
bearded gamer seeking new bro for prolonged gaming session.
So it's for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's a different.
No. Well, no, because I need you to find your bro, so I'm like safe.
Well, I have a bunch of bros.
Yeah, you have a lot of bros.
Yeah, but they're on Team Josh, and they'd probably help you kill Justin.
Oh,
yeah.
They would.
Oh, yeah. No, they would all.
And then somehow I need to trick that bro into thinking he's working for me and owes me things, so he's always here.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yep.
All right, these are the problems I have.
Can we get a girl in here?
I mean,
it should be the best person for the job, I think. But
a girl is the reason we're breaking up right now, dudes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Freaking girls we fall in love with. And
it'd be funny if you left and then your wife stayed and she came on the show.
Wouldn't that be a freaking Gutenberg of all Gutenbergs? She sees me on, and she's like, oh, I'll be on the plane behind you. We find out she's actually huge into video games.
That's awesome.
Dude, Gutenberg? What does Gutenberg mean in German?
She sends
it
you.
It sounds pretty German
Bible.
To me.
I think it is. Is it? Yeah, maybe.
It probably means like a switcheroo.
Sending you to Germany, and all
it's
of
German
a sudden next
switcheroo.
Week, Aubrey Moses is featured on our podcast.
And man, you get off the plane, and you like you turn around, and she was like right behind you.
We finally made it, babe.
And then you see her in the doorway. The little stairs already taken away, and she just she gives you a little nod, little kind of whoop, little two finger kind of salute thing, and closes the door on the plane, and it takes back.
Well,
off
I look down
the
at my
other
two
direction.
Cat carriers, and there's two baboons in there. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what just happened?
Gutenberg!
If it was raining at the same time, that'd be great. Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. But it would be hilarious
for you
guys.
I'm sure the chances are like rare that that happens.
Well, consider I'm trying to get her to play games all the time. If it does happen, I'll be like, man, who did I marry? Well, I guess somebody leaving you in a foreign country is kind of a dickhead.
It's like True Lies at that point. You're Jamie Lee.
Oh, damn
you
it.
Do a sexy
He's a good dancer.
I always felt like, yeah, well.
He's done that already.
Yeah, yeah.
Any final advice for Ethan as far as.
Was this an advice show? Because you guys didn't give me anything. We're going to replace your ass. You suck. Here's some advice. Find new friends over that other country.
Any first advice for Ethan before we go?
GLHF. That's good luck, have fun. Jesus Christ.
Well,
you guys
I don't use
play
acronyms all the time. I just found out what DPS meant like 3 weeks ago.
It was really long to say, so we had to
GG.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have any problems. I think you're going to be lonely a little bit. And
That's why he has the cats, dude.
Yeah, thank God for those.
But I think, I'm just really hoping that you actually just spend a lot more time online just waiting for me to get online to play games with me.
Probably will.
So I log in and like, boop, boop. boop, instantly a message pops up like, hey, dude, you know, our game invite, game invite on Steam.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I hope it's like that.
Yeah, that could get annoying, though. I mean, couldn't it?
You want to play Secret World? You want to play Secret World? You
want to
play
Secret World?
I probably will.
I feel like, though, you're going to... I feel like you're going to meet some people, and you're going to, like, get, like, a German nightlife, though.
Like a very elaborate German nightlife.
Yeah.
Will my life become better without you guys?
I know that this wasn't...
Videotics.
I was going to say, I know this doesn't take place in Germany, but all I'm just picturing the nightclub scenes from, like, Triple X. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in Romania?
Yeah.
Romania is relatively close, though. I mean, I'm not very suave, but it would be funny if as soon as I don't interact with you guys as often, like, I just become a better person.
Or you start
I get more handsome, I wear suits better,
we've been holding
my skin doesn't smell like hot dog water. Like, yeah. Like, maybe we're holding all of it. What if Horrible Night just becomes really successful after I leave? Even though I'm kind of writing.
Everybody's lives are better, even yours, but you have nothing to do with Horrible Night anymore, and Horrible Night finally takes off. And
yeah. That would be sad but happy.
You're like the Pete Best of this operation.
if you end up with a lot of free time,
mm-hmm. Like, which probably going
to
happen.
Just, you know, maybe not. Maybe you never know. You never.
Set if
you
I'm do, not trying to find a job.
My advice is get really, really good at a hobby, so that when you come back, you can just do that for a living.
He's just asking for a tabletop gaming partner for when you come back.
I will make landscape for you full time in Germany.
I mean, you could do something like, if you got like really good at that and you came back and started your own business.
Oh,
you would be good at painting those little figures.
Hopefully. I think I know what?
No, you have that, but you have the.
That's the only thing. It's yet to test. The hand, bad grip because of how many times I've broken that.
We talked about this last weekend.
But I could form things.
Whoa.
My hands. I can make mountains.
You made it.
What
air penis.
Yep, just went right in the dick, didn't I? That always happens. Damn it. That's why I won't be able to do pottery. It'll just be a bunch of penis statues, which is probably popular somewhere, like a fertility statue.
So then you can do your sequel to Ghost, like mm-hmm. you film that as yeah. like you always wanted to.
Dude got embarrassed.
Patrick Swayze assisted Demi Moore in shaping a phallic object in that scene, would it be as romantic? More romantic or less romantic?
It's the difference between Patrick Swayze playing the ghost and you playing the ghost.
Wait a minute.
The ghost with Patrick Swayze?
What song would have been playing instead of Unchained Melody?
Probably the Thong Song by Cisco. Was that what you were thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Am I getting kicked off the show?
Yeah.
TB is determined on a future episode.
I was going to say, I assumed that I was still going to be on it, but I would just be a box next to Cole or maybe in between you guys. But
there's only room for one box in this show.
Yeah, I kind of get that impression. Shit. That's disheartening.
That's Cole.
What if we split? Like, I was half of Cole. Like, I was Cole's, like, the bottom half.
And
we
were.
Can we do that? Or maybe a heart?
I don't know. Can you do it? Now, how many pieces is a Triforce?
Three.
Fuck.
Wah, wah.
But how many pieces, the elements?
You're not moving anytime soon, Josh, are you?
Actually.
Is it the big? Is it the big?
I don't think so. I don't. Nah, well, Earth, I mean, you know, wind, we talked about
fire.
It.
Heart.
You'll be
five.
You'll be on the show as long as we don't have a replacement for you. Does that answer your question?
Considering that I talked to a couple of people this weekend that were really interested in doing it, yeah, I'm fucked. And considering that like everyone's an upgrade, like everything's an upgrade for that. So, but that leaves you guys in a really good position, though. Like it's not like
power. I like that.
Well, you're not replacing
choices.
Like it's not like you have to replace like Peyton Manning, you know. And then Andrew Luck steps up. It's like you're replacing Curtis Painter. Man, am I the Curtis Painter of this?
No, who was Mike Vanderjack's backup?
Oh,
nobody.
Why
knows.
Do I want to say Pat Sajak for some reason? I know it's not, but that'd be cool. I don't remember, but yeah, it would be. Yeah, it'd be pretty easy to replace that. Huh? Man, my self-esteem's kind of low.
Wasn't there what was the member of Voltron they replaced? It was like the blue guy, Lance. Wasn't he replaced by another dude then there at one point, or he had like a different? You know, actually, no, you're the Tasha Yar. Of the show.
Who was that?
She was on the first season of Star Trek Next Generation. And then she died. She got killed by a tar monster like seven episodes in.
That's awesome.
And then and then Worf took over her job and Worf was awesome.
Yeah, yes. Worf was really cool. You guys are going to get... I'm happy for you guys. You're going to get your Worf.
Michael Dorn is going to be our new podcast guest.
What if you get a celebrity? What if Michael Dorn? I mean, yeah.
It is a gorge. Remember that? It was an episode where he got a big Klingon pimple on his nose right here. And he was really embarrassed.
I'm worried about being able to keep up with Josh without you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of like the in-between for his weird-ass Star Trek references, because I laugh even though I don't know what he's saying.
I can get...
I remember that episode.
I can get visual confirmation of... Does anyone understand what he's talking about?
It's Star Trek. Oh, no, yeah. Gork.
It's a Gorch.
Gorch.
Sorry, oh, yeah, Dorf.
Well, are we talking about privates again?
I'm sure we're talking about giant Klingon pimples. They could be on your privates, although they probably call them something else. Space herpes. Robert Urich taught us that one. It's space herpes. Do you guys see ice pirates?
No, we're going to do the... So we're going to have our next two... I'd say our next two podcasts minus Ethan, and then we'll see how we're doing when we do a test run from Germany.
You have to mail
in 3 weeks.
Your segments.
Oh, I will. Maybe I'll just videotape them.
We can play them later.
We'll insert them into the show.
Hi! And that was a great game.
We talked about this.
We talked about that for a long time.
We talked about this, you know, like Last Action Hero, when Arnold sets his wife calls the office and he puts the little recorder down and he's like, yeah, that's good. And then, so you're just going to record those and it'll probably sound similarly.
It probably
would. Just have an Ethan soundboard instead.
Yeah.
We're working on that. I can work on the clip. I almost put together a clip show for tonight, but we'll save that soundboard for another time.
We're gonna, you're gonna have to mail us.
I'm not gonna miss. Just cut off penises flying through the air.
Just keep playing that over and over again. It probably fits in a lot of different situations. So hopefully not.
We're gonna have to record a new SGBF theme song from afar.
I'll do it in German.
That would be pretty awesome. Get someone to do the translation for you. Do not put it in Google.
Why not?
That might be better, actually.
Actually, that would be a lot better. Okay.
Well, the next time we talk to you will be across an ocean. So,
or we'll never talk to you again.
One of those two options.
Stay tuned to HorribleNight.com.
Stay tuned
in September
to find out what happens to Ethan. It's like the last. You know what? It's kind of cool. It's kind of like the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. Like, who's
what I was going for?
Is that what we're going for? Finally, am I Mick? Not McDreamy, McSteamy, but McShit?
McDipshit.
McDipshit.
Well, we'll see you later, McDipshit. That's going to do it for this episode of The Horrible Show. Thanks to our live audience for joining us. We're going to hang out with you after the show here. But until then, for those listening, we will see you next time. And maybe we'll bring Ethan? I don't know.
And for one last time, back to you, Cole.
Oh.
Yeah.